Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Tad in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Wednesday morning. The World Health Organization is meeting today to discuss the latest coronavirus and a plan of action if anything should be done about its spread.
A World Health Organization committee is discussing today whether the novel coronavirus should require an emergency declaration. It's spreading rapidly, originating in the Wuhan province of China. A man in Washington state who traveled to China recently is the first confirmed case of the virus here in the U.S. CDC Dr. Martin Setrin explained they're funneling all passengers from Wuhan who come to the U.S.
This idea of a funneling means redirecting, reissuing tickets. So all the arriving passengers from Wuhan would come into the airports that we can surge this capacity at.
The CDC has screeners at airports in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York, and they are adding screeners to airports in Chicago and Atlanta. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Wichita City Council has approved industrial revenue bonds for a local tech company.
The council approved $33 million in IRBs for NetApp Incorporated. The company is currently located at 37th and Rock and plans to build a 168,000-square-foot facility on the corner of 17th and Oliver on the Wichita State Innovation Campus. Council members stressed the importance of this move to diversify the local economy, including Councilmember James Clendenin.
Tech sector is something we want to grow here in light of especially some of the recent layoffs. This is a pretty big win, if you ask me, for the city of Wichita.
According to the city, NetApp is one of the fastest growing global cloud management and data storage providers in the world, with its headquarters located in Sunnyvale, California. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Over 100 people gathered Tuesday at the State House in Topeka to discuss a possible constitutional amendment involving abortion rights.
The amendment would give the Kansas legislature the power to regulate abortion in the state. Legal scholar Elizabeth Kirk tells KSN News it would also give Kansas voters the chance to have their say.
All this constitutional amendment does is reset the Constitution to before this case and allow the people through the legislature to make those difficult decisions.
Supporters say the legislature should have oversight to regulate the cleanliness of abortion clinics and issues such as teens getting abortions without parental consent. Opponents charge that a woman's choice to have an abortion should be between her and her doctor. The committee did not make any decisions but will be meeting again to review written testimony. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As the storm system tracks from west to east here early on, areas of light snow will continue, transitioning to rain and drizzle as we go throughout the afternoon. Today's high 39 with gusty south winds. Light precipitation continues tonight, our low 33, and then cloudy and 43 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now light snow. We've got a south wind gusting to 30 miles per hour and 34 degrees. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on a Wednesday morning, January 22nd. And with us this morning is Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall. Good morning, Dr. Marshall.
Hey, good morning. It's a slushy morning out there. I hope everyone is driving safe. Slow down a little bit. It's slick out here.
Now, so you haven't run into anybody yet, right?
Exactly, but I got to tell you, I went out to get in my car this morning, and I actually slipped. I didn't hit the ground, but it was much slicker than I thought it was going to be.
Now, listen, I know you've been kind of watching what's been going on in Washington, even though you're back here in Wichita, in Kansas, with the yesterday opening up that Senate impeachment trial, if you will, and 13 hours for opening statements. I've covered trials in the past where they only got 20 minutes. So what's going on there?
Well, I'm glad they got their milk and water. I'm sure you saw that they get milk and water, and I'm a big dairy guy, so we're glad they're helping the dairy industry. But, seriously, this has been a sham since day one. It sounds like it's going to be a relatively efficient process. Everywhere I go across Kansas, people just tell me they're sick and tired of the whole thing, that it's a sham. I've never seen people support a president so strongly as I'm seeing, and they know that he's gotten he has not gotten a fair shake on all this. We're ready to get this done and get on to the work of the people.
Let's talk about some of that work, and we're talking about trade, the USMCA passed. That hasn't been signed, though, yet, has it, that trade agreement?
It has not been signed. The president will sign it this week. You know, this past week has been maybe the most historic week in agriculture history since maybe, the cotton gin being invented. But these two trade agreements getting done, China Phase 1 and the United States-Mexico-Canada trade deal, provides certainty for generations. You know, you think the last NAFTA agreement lasted, 25 years approximately. So this agreement, the most comprehensive, complete agreement ever written, it is the new gold standard. This will mean thousands of jobs for Kansas, and it's not just agriculture. I was at a Textron manufacturing plant down in southeast Kansas yesterday. I've been to the one here in Wichita as well. When we build an airplane now, that part of that plane is being built in Mexico, and the parts are going back and forth. We needed that to be as free and easy as going from here to Mexico as going from here to Texas. So this is a great agreement for Kansas.
Well, you mentioned something that, of course, is really concerning to those of us in South Central Kansas, and that is the Spirit layoffs because of the 737 MAX. Is there right. anything humanly that we can do to speed up the process to get the plane recertified?
Well, I think there is, and Congressman Ron Estes, leading that charge, and he's doing a great job. We're working with him in his office, working with Senator Moran and Senator Roberts to speak to the FAA, and we've all reached out to them. Of course, we want a safe process. Safety is first, but we also want them to prioritize that process as well. They're kind of their own entity up there, the FAA, the FDA, the Corps of Engineers. They seem to not respect Congress a whole lot. They kind of do their own thing. So I think we've got their attention, and hopefully they'll expedite that process as much as possible. Because like you said, 2,800 jobs have been laid off so far, and of course that's just a domino of other jobs that support those here in the air capital of the world.
Let's talk a little bit about politics and their political future. You wanted seeking that U.S. Senate seat to Pat Roberts leaving Washington after all these many years, a guy from Dodge City, and You want to be the senator from the state. Tell us about what's going on right now with the campaign.
Well, I think the biggest news is the endorsement of Senator Bob Dole. I'm just humbled. Every time I think about it, it's hard for me to imagine that Senator Bob Dole would endorse us. We've had a great relationship. He's been a great mentor. He cares so much about Kansas. For him to get in the race in a primary really says a lot. So since that happened, we've just seen the polling numbers just flip into our favor. The number of people calling and supporting us, reaching out to us, raising money, setting up visits. So that's been an incredible process. We had some great meetings with Senator McConnell and the president. Spent an hour with the president last Monday in his office discussing this race, discussing how important it is that we make sure that we keep this Senate Republican. And what Leader McConnell and I talked a lot about was how important it was to confirm conservative judges. President Trump, Leader McConnell, the Senate have confirmed 188 federal judges since President Trump took office. That'll, again, affect generations to come.
I'm sure you've spent millions of dollars of your own money on this thing. We've got the Bloomberg who's spending his own money, but your pockets aren't that deep, I don't think. You probably have to do a little fundraising on the side then.
Oh, of course. And we spent a little bit of money the first campaign to get it going. But at the end of the day, it's all been pretty much neutral. This campaign will be ran with money for people from Kansas. We've had hundreds of thousands of people from Kansas through their associations or individually contribute to our campaign now. And that's really what's going to drive it. And that's really an objective measurement of the success of the campaign, just the number of people that have contributed to our campaign.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for your time this morning. You can drive safely and in your case, walk safely, because it sounds like you have a little problem there. It might fall down, but be careful.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Yes, and everyone drive safe. Hopefully this weather will clear out of here in the next couple hours. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Roger Marshall, our guest this morning, with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 7:42 now. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Possible changes in financing Wichita's new stadium. He's going to talk about it. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.